Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nigh Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book in Thank You for Arguing, 4th edition, revised and updated, What Aristotle, Lincoln, and Homer Simpson Can Teach Us About the Art of Persuasion, J. Heinrich's Endeavors to Demystify the Timeless Art of Persuasion, Making It Accessible and Relevant for Modern Readers. Through an engaging mix of historical references, pop culture, and practical examples, Heinrichs illuminates how the persuasive techniques of great figures like Aristotle and Abraham Lincoln are still applicable today, even in as mundane a context as a conversation with Homer Simpson. This book, updated to reflect the latest in persuasive technology and social media, serves not just as a guide to winning arguments, but as a comprehensive manual to understanding and employing the principles of persuasion in day-to-day life. Whether the context is professional, social, or familial, Heinrichs's witty and informative prose promises to enlighten readers on the path to becoming more persuasive individuals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Timeless Art of Rhetoric. J. Heinrichs reintroduces the ancient art of rhetoric, elaborating on its relevance and application in the 21st century. By breaking down key rhetorical strategies employed by history's greatest minds, Heinrichs shows that the foundation of effective persuasion hasn't changed much since Aristotle's time. Topics such as ethos, character, logos, logic, and pathos, emotion, are dissected, providing readers with actionable techniques for enhancing their persuasive abilities. Heinrichs emphasizes that understanding these basic elements is crucial for anyone looking to influence outcomes, negotiate better, or simply argue more effectively without descending into conflict. Secondly, The Power of Persuasion in Everyday Life. Heinrichs delves into the omnipresence of persuasion in daily interactions and decision-making processes. From negotiating a raise to convincing children to do their homework, he illustrates how mastering persuasive tactics can lead to more favorable outcomes in a variety of situations. The book offers insights into the psychological underpinnings of persuasion, such as how to use one's voice, timing, and framing of arguments to sway others. Heinrichs's practical advice on leveraging these tools in both personal and professional contexts underscores the significance of persuasion as a life skill rather than mere manipulation. Thirdly, The Digital Age of Persuasion. Acknowledging the seismic shift brought about by digital communication, Heinrichs explores how persuasive techniques have evolved with the advent of social media and digital platforms. He addresses the challenges and opportunities that the digital arena presents for the art of argumentation, from crafting compelling narratives in tweets to utilizing visual persuasion on Instagram. The discussion includes strategies for maintaining credibility online, managing one's digital ethos, and using pathos effectively in a medium where attention spans are notoriously short. Heinrichs's insights are particularly valuable for those looking to influence public opinion or market products in the digital age. Fourthly, Avoiding Fallacies and Strengthening Arguments. An important aspect of persuasion, as highlighted by Heinrichs, is the ability to construct arguments that are logical and coherent while avoiding common fallacies that can undermine one's credibility. The book provides a concise overview of various logical fallacies, such as ad hominem attacks and strawman arguments, and offers strategies for countering them. Heinrichs emphasizes the importance of supporting one's arguments with evidence and reasoning, thus enabling readers to engage in healthier, more constructive debates. This section serves as an indispensable guide for anyone looking to strengthen their argumentation skills. Lastly, Ethical Persuasion and the Responsibility of Influence. Heinrichs does not shy away from addressing the ethical dimensions of persuasion. He advocates for a responsible use of persuasive power, warning against manipulation and deceit. The book encourages readers to employ their persuasive abilities for positive purposes, such as advocating for justice, driving societal change, or supporting others. This segment invites reflection on one's moral obligations as a persuasive communicator and offers guidance on how to balance persuasive efficacy with ethical considerations. Through this lens, Thank You for Arguing transcends a mere how-to guide, challenging readers to consider the broader implications of their persuasive efforts. In conclusion, J. Heinrichs's Thank You for Arguing is a must-read for anyone looking to refine their persuasion skills in a world where effective communication is more crucial than ever. With its rich blend of historical wisdom, practical advice, and contemporary relevance, this book appeals to a wide audience, from professionals and students to casual readers interested in improving their persuasive abilities. By covering both the mechanics of argumentation and the ethical considerations of influence, Heinrichs offers a comprehensive roadmap for using the art of persuasion to achieve personal and professional goals while contributing positively to society. Those seeking to understand the dynamics of human interaction, negotiate more successfully, or simply win more arguments at the dinner table will find Thank You for Arguing an invaluable resource. If you would like to support J. Heinrichs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.